Have the bulletin. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, even as we are going to go into your word this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us here, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, O Lord, for the grace, the power, O Lord, to do your word. Father, because we don't want any of this word to stand against us on that day, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Today we'll be looking at evangelism. Well, I think I might leave like 7 minutes so that we can encourage each other about how we can improve what we are doing now. Or even those of us that are not doing anything yet, so if we hear from other people, maybe it will help us so that we do it, because it is the great commission that God has given to every believer. So we don't have any excuse not to do it, whatever or the situation may be, or whatever, wherever we find ourselves, we have to evangelize. Praise the Lord. So let's quickly look at what our introduction. Evangelism is obediently sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the unsaved. It is done in the power of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of winning people to Christ so that they may win others. Praise the Lord. You know, that was God himself did. He gave his only begotten son to begot how many of us here? How many? Look at all believers in the world. So that is what he did. And he's encouraging us to do the same. And he has given us the power because we have the Holy Spirit. Let's quickly open to 2 Corinthians 5:18.
And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him.
Praise the Lord. You know, God, our perfect example, has done it. So that is our own mission, you know, to reconcile the sinners back to him. Because through the blood of Jesus, we are able to reconcile with God again. So the same thing applies to us today, you know, because the Bible says that no one, he doesn't want any believer to be perished, that, you know, that he wants us to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we can inherit the kingdom of God with him. So his desire is that, you know, we look for the people who are unsaved in our neighborhood, even in our, we start from our home. Look at, you know, in the school, even at the place of work, we try to look around. If we look where we see, where people are really, where people need Christ. You know, all of us, we need Christ. What I do is that, even if I, in the school, my children's school, if you, any opportunity that I have, like somebody's complaining about their child, I'll just quickly introduce Christ. You know, oh, they don't listen, they talk back. I say, the thing is that you have to teach them the word of God. You have to teach them the fear of God. That is the way, because we cannot parent by ourselves. It is very difficult. Parenting can be very hectic at times, but, you know, with the power of God and the Holy Spirit in us, we'll be able to do it in Jesus' name. And we should not be tired of telling people about Christ. It's just like raising a child up. If we say to a child today, don't touch that chair, if the child will just automatically listen at once and never go there, then there'll be no need for parenting. We just assume that, okay, once I say, don't climb this table, okay? That is it. You don't need to repeat it again. Won't it be wonderful? As a parent, you just say it once and it's done. So all of us will be happy. So the same thing is about evangelism. We should not be tired of doing it. You say, that's why I like the Jehovah's Witness. I always use them. I like them so much, you know. They will always come, even if you are rude. They have a polite way of still sneaking it in. You know, if you say to them, oh, you don't like the, which one is the educative one? You know, their magazine. Is it the Watchtower now? There's one that is very educative. You say you don't like the other one, they will give you the other one that is good for your own knowledge, that, you know. And still, if you open it, there'll still be word of God there. You know, there's a way they do it. And I've never seen any one of them being angry. You know, one day I have to ask one of them, I say, did you take any special permission to do what you are doing? She said, no. That what you need to do, come through the front door, and if the person doesn't want to listen, you just go. Simple. Then I said, wow, so I don't have any excuse. So it's so simple. Praise the Lord. God will enable us in Jesus' name. Luke 19:10, we all know that the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. You know, that is the purpose of Christ's coming, as we all know. So because we don't want, when we get to heaven, and we want our extended families, even our friends, our acquaintances, we want them to reign with Christ too. We don't want to see any of our loved ones being burned to death, you know. We all want to rejoice together. So that is the more reason that we should not stop evangelism. And God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. The Great Commission. Matthew 28:18-20. Praise the Lord. I think basically what the Bible is saying here is that, you know, the real evidence of our Christianity is the way we act and treat the people, the person that, you know, we have contact with, you know, anybody that comes our way. That is basically what the Bible is saying this morning. You know, it said, whatever you do to the least of my brother, that you do it unto me. We are not going to feed Christ. We can't. So whoever is in, maybe our neighbors, our friend, whoever we are in contact with, that is what the Bible is saying, you know, that we should really do, demonstrate what Christ has done for us to others, you know. If we see somebody who is in need, we should not pretend as if we don't know or just close our eyes. So, I don't want the person to misinterpret it. You do your own. Let him or her misinterpret it. God sees your heart. You see somebody who is not born again, I say, well, I told him last year, he said, since I was born, they've been telling me Jesus Christ is coming. I don't think Jesus is coming. No, that's not what the Bible is telling us. They say the evidence of our Christianity, the evidence of like we are a child of God, is the fruit that will come out of us, the people who will come in contact with us. What, you know, how can we help? Where are they in need? Are they sick? Is there any help that we can render and we are hiding or stepping back, or we are not willing to help? Praise the Lord. You say evangelize, the Great Commission. You say the another thing here is that say that, you know, in the Christian context, a messenger of God with good news from God about salvation through Jesus Christ, you know, that is what we are to do. You know, we are, God has sent us, you know, to the people, to tell the good news about salvation, you know. You know, they have to be, that is the first step. Because before we can even receive any blessing from the Lord, we have to be saved. You know, without salvation, that's the beginning. That is the bottom line. See, all of us are called to evangelize. Many members of the body of Christ have powerful gifts. However, only a few will stand in the office of an evangelist. God wants us to use all believers in their own particular sphere to act of activity through the various gifts and ministry. Let's open to Ephesians 4:11. If you are there before me, you can read. I don't need to read again. Praise the Lord. This explains that, you know, the leadership gifts are given by God to the church to equip the people, you know, to help, you know, bring up people. That is what basically this Bible passage is telling us this morning. That, you know, we have different areas where we can serve. We are not going to say, okay, until I can sing well, until I can sing like brother so and so before I serve God. The Bible is telling us this morning that wherever we find ourselves, that there's little things around that we can do. There are some people, what they can do is to care for people, ring people, how are you feeling today? You know, show love. Ring people, welfare, you know, how are you going today? Oh, yeah, oh, I'm so tired. You are tired. Is there anything I can help you to do? Can I help you to drop your kid in school? You know, all these little things. We don't wait until we are Mr. A before we do whatever God has called us to do. Whatever little area God is using us, we should appreciate it and do it to the glory and ask for grace and power to do it. Praise the Lord. Let's open to Romans 12, 6 to 8. Praise the Lord. Basically, what he's saying is that whatever position God has called us, that we should do it according to the grace that he has given to us. You know, we should do it wholeheartedly. You know, sometimes it can be very difficult. I can tell you, it can be very difficult, you know, but you ask for grace to do it. You ask for God to empower you. You know, I remember sometimes ago when we have to go wake up early, and my kids, they were little then. So we have to wake up. We'll be able to wake up early so that we'll be able to arrange the put the chairs because we have to take everything home and bring it out this following day. And I have little kids, so my husband will always say that maybe before we sleep, bring out the shoes and everything, bring it out. Sometimes he will tell me that sometimes you have to feed the kids in the car. That God, if God has asked you to do something, you have to do it well. That it will not be, you know, it will be unfair. People getting there and we are just rushing it. That we should prepare before, you know, we should always ask for grace and strength to prepare beforehand. You know, like if we all run a very tight schedule, but there are some little things we can do to help us to prepare for Sunday. It's only once in a week. We can, you know, bring our clothes out, iron it the day before. You know, if we eat breakfast in the morning, we can eat the quick, you know, easy one and just come and serve according to the grace that God has given to us. Because some people, they even want to do what we are doing, but they don't know how to go about it. They are not even in the position to do it. Maybe somehow the devil is suffering them with one sickness or the other. But look at all of us here. We are all healthy and we are serving God. So we should have joy in serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, where are we to evangelize? That's a big one. Where are we to evangelize? Let's look at Mark 16:15. It should be our memory verse anyway. We should not look at the Bible. We should all say it together. 1, 2, let's go. We are looking at the pamphlet. We should know it. Because that is the grace. We should all know it. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. To go where? All. So what does that mean? When God asks us to go to Nigeria, we are not going to refer to what we see on CNN. Is that? We'll not be running to people. Oh, hey, how is Lagos? Hey, is it safe? Hey, we should go. Praise the Lord. It's not only when God asks us to go to US that we know everywhere God asks us to, we should be ready to go to do it. Praise the Lord. So we've read Ephesians 4:14. So let's look at John 6:2. Praise the Lord. Why did they follow? So, what is the Bible saying? That if we do what God asks us to do, we bring more people to the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Acts 9:32-35.
Been Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. And he rose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It says here that, you know, it's not everybody that can go, you know, for different reasons. But we can support the people, you know, the mission, you know. There's a way we can support them, praying for them, sending things to them, you know. Prayer is very important, you know, when we are on mission journey. Because, you know, they need all the prayers. And they need physical materials too, which is very important. So that is what the Lord is telling us this morning. See, evangelism, our hometown. Our hometown, you know. I always tell people that, you know, we have to start with our children. As soon as our children start to lie, once they start to know what is good from what is bad, once something happens and you can't get the truth, that is if they don't know Christ, that is the starting point. That is when we have to call them and lead them to Christ. We should not leave it to the Sunday school teacher or even the pastor, even to the people in the church. We have to do it by ourselves because we are responsible for them. So we all know this Bible passage, but we'll go through it. Let's look at Acts 1:8. Talking about how we receive power. You know, when the Holy Spirit has come upon us, you know, and we'll be his witnesses in Jerusalem. And indeed, you know, they started witnessing to people where they were. You know, after they received the Holy Spirit, that's when they started. They filed out and they were doing wonders. So that is what the Bible is telling us this morning, that wherever we are, even in the place, like, look at this place now. We thank God for this beautiful nation that, you know, we can come boldly to say we are Christian. In some places, you can't even, if you are going to church, you have to hide your Bible. You know, you can't just call Jesus, you know. In some places of work, you know, there's people pray here. So we should really thank God for this place, that when you come to church, you can come boldly. Even you can advertise a church program. You can send pamphlets out. You can even go to the city to give pamphlets out. You know, that is how we can do it, you know. Some places, you can't even do that. They have to hide for Sunday service like this. They can't come boldly. So we should appreciate that and use it. Let's look at James 1:27. From the world. Praise the Lord. Just like I've said before, that we should, if we look well, we see people that are really in need. We should be, if we see the orphans and the widow, you know, the people who are in trouble, we can go there to pray for them. There are a lot of people who are troubled in their heart, you know, for one thing or the other. We can go there and pray with them, just like the word of God has said. Matthew 26:35-46. I think I've mentioned it before, where I said that, you know, the mark of our Christianity is the impact we have on the people that come our way, or the people we have contact with. For emphasis, we can read it again. Matthew 25:35-46. I don't want Adeni to read. Praise the Lord. This is very important that we should be ready to help, you know. We should be merciful to the poor. You know, when we see people that are in need, we should open our doors for them. John 13, 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I've loved you, that you love one another by this love. All men will know that you are my chosen disciple, if you have loved one another. Praise the Lord. You know, if we love anybody, you know, we have to talk about Christ to the person. We evangelize, you know, we tell the person about the love of Christ, because we don't want the person to perish, you know. We don't want them to die. We want them to come to the knowledge of the Almighty God so that they can reign with Him. You know, that is, you know, we have to love ourselves just like the type of love Jesus had for us, you know. It's not as if we deserve it, but because He is God and He has loved us and He has called us. So regardless of our weakness or our strength, we have to love one another, and in that line we'll be able to talk freely about Christ. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they might see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, some people, you know, our life will be what they see, according to 2 Corinthians, where it says that we are the epistle people read. You know, when they see us, they see Christ in us. You know, they might not even have the opportunity to read the Bible. When they see us, when they see our life, you know, they start to ask questions. Who is this brother? Who is this sister? Then, oh, don't you know, he's a child of God. You know, we know the function of light, don't we? Light, what does light, who can tell us the function of light? You know, if there's no light here, imagine how would this place be? To lead the way, you know, the light will lead us. If there's no light here, I'm not sure we'll be able to walk out here freely. If this place is so dark, but when there is light, you know, everywhere will be clear. So that is the what God is telling us this morning, because we are the light. So we have to lead the people to Christ. People will see us. Praise the Lord. You say evangelizing our home and our family. Well, I've mentioned it before that, you know, we have to start in our own, you know, our own little family. Be it our husband or our children, just like 1 Peter 3:1-5 says that we should be submissive to your own husband. It's not talking about wife. We can use it for even everybody here. Just like, you know, just like I said, that when people see our character, that it will bring, you know, people to Christ. So the same thing here too, that when people see the way we conduct ourselves, you know, that they will be, you know, they will be amazed to see what, and we can lead them to Christ by our conduct. You know, even I've explained it. Everybody is called to the ministry of reconciliation. Yes, we've seen that one in 2 Corinthians 5:8. You know that all of us, so we don't have any excuse. For emphasis this morning, we all know the Great Commission. That's why I said our memory verse will be Mark 16:15. We should have it at the tick of our hand, so that wherever we go, we'll be able to, you know, talk about Christ freely. Praise the Lord. I said we are going to keep 5 minutes or 7 minutes so that we can encourage each and every one of us about how we can go about telling people about Christ. Because if we look well now, we'll see lots of signs of end time. If you go back to read the book of Revelation, everything that is written there that will happen at, you know, the end time, they are happening now. Nations against nations, disobedient to parents, unthankful, all this one, they are all written there. So I would like us to encourage each other this morning on how we can go about telling people about Christ. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. There are, with evangelizing, there are two things that come to mind. Evangelizing is something I was always afraid of. I was always just nervous, and I had friends who would witness, and they'd tell me stories, and I would be a bit scared. And then one day I heard a sermon on boldness and how the Holy Spirit empowers us with boldness. And then, you know, they go out and they do this ministry. And so I began to pray that. And from that point of praying for boldness, things changed. And that's when I began to be in opportunities just the Holy Spirit would rise up within me and I'd be able to speak the gospel. The second thing is there have been times Elgin and I have been out with people and we've been having dinner or something and with people who aren't following the Lord, and sometimes they get into intellectual debates and all this reasoning, and sometimes I can get into that, and Elgin would always speak the word and there would be anointing on what she would say, and for me it would just be like a clever argument. So I think some things that have really impacted me is praying for boldness and speaking the word.
Praise the Lord. We should always pray for boldness to speak the word. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible said we should not be ashamed of the gospel, because we know that the power in the word of God will bring salvation to our soul. It's in our manner. Praise the Lord. 2 minutes.
I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that I've been brought to this church here. What I say is about me. It's not about anybody here. I love you all. You're all my brothers and sisters. We all came from the same race. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Please guide me, Lord Jesus. Now, what I say is me, Jack Chrysalis. That's my second name. I don't believe anybody knows my second name here. Did anybody know my second name? No. My name is Jack Chrysalis. I fought for the Australian title. I fought 5 champions. The middleweight champion of Fiji, the welterweight champion.
Then this morning, O Lord, that the Great Commission is to bring all men to the knowledge of you. Father, we ask, O Lord, for the boldness, O Lord. Father, empower each and every one of us, O Lord, so that on that day, O Lord, Father, none of us shall be found wanting, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because I know you are going to release the grace, O Lord, to stand up, O Lord, and tell people about Christ, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.